Rolling right along this morning and welcoming us now live on the phone, JY with the Big Mountain Podcast to talk about the Mountain West Conference, some additions, of course, and what's next. JY, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. I'm doing great. It is a great day to be a Wyoming Cowboy and a Mountain West fan. Super exciting news these past couple weeks.
Well, it's always been kind of interesting to dial in and latch on to the news as it's been coming across, but obviously huge news this week, becoming official, the North Dakota State Bison, make sure you say it right, the Bison coming to the Mountain West for a football only school. JY, kind of break this down for us. Obviously there's a buy-in from them. There's a buy-in for them to move from the FCS to the FBS. Kind of break it all down for us.
Yeah, for sure. They've got a lot of costs in order to make this work, but it's something they've been planning for many years. Was able to listen to the press conference with their president, kind of outgoing president, incoming president. They are in a transition right now at that top leadership level. Of course, AD Larson's been there, I believe, for 16 years, if I remember correctly. He's been planning for this for quite a while. And then, of course, Coach Polasek is there. And, financially, I mean, a lot of capital outlay that they're doing here early on, $12.5 million being paid to the Mountain West. $7 million of that will come July 1st of this year, and then they'll be paying $1.1 million every July after that for the next 5 years. And then the transition fee to the NCAA to move from FCS to FBS is now $5 million. So they have a lot of money going out, but I know they've been really circling their wagons with their donors to make sure they are prepared for this. They absolutely are. I have heard they've actually been able to kind of sign up $25 million from their donors right now to get this done. So you know, you got 17 going out to the Mountain West and the NCAA, and they've got another 7 ready to kind of infuse capital into their football program, a football program right now that's just been at the peak of, you know, the FCS for a long time. This is something the Bison fans have really been hoping for, and it's great to see their excitement with all of this. And, you know, those are the big numbers. I do want to just highlight a couple other really quick things that clearly not the 12.5 million, but the Mountain West is going to help them out. They're giving them $400,000 right up front to help them kind of invest into their production quality. So, you know, that'll help them with instant replays and cameras and things like that. I think that's going to go directly into the streaming platform that the Mountain West is moving to. They also are going to be foregoing the $220,000 yearly dues payments for the Mountain West for the next 5 years. So certainly not equating to the $12 million, but definitely helping them out as they make this transition, trying to, you know, be a good partner in doing that with the Bison and the Mountain West.
Talking with JY with the Big Mountain Podcast this morning. And, you know, obviously for North Dakota State fans, this is huge. And I think for people that follow college football, especially in Wyoming and around the Mountain West, this is big. The question I see all the time, or have been seeing a lot, is how long until they're going to be able to compete at a Division I level? Do you think that they come in right away and they're going to be a competitor in the Mountain West? Or how many years does it take to really get into that rhythm?
Yeah, great question. I don't know if anybody truly knows that answer right now, but I think they are as well prepared as any FCS school making this jump. We saw JMU and how quickly they were able to be a very competitive. I mean, heck, they just made the CFP. I think the Bison could easily be on that track. CFP, maybe with some of the changes that have been made the last year or two, you know, maybe that might be a little wishful thinking. But I think in terms of their ability to compete at the next level, they're ready to go right now. As I mentioned, they're going to be beefing up their football budget over the next few years as well. And I think as we stand here today, I have them slotted to be in the top half of the Mountain West here in 2026. You know, I like UNM a lot. I like UNLV a lot. I like Hawaii a whole lot. And I think Wyoming, hopefully, is going to be a better team than last year. I think Air Force is going to be, record-wise, a better team than last year. Obviously, you're bringing in some new blood with NIU and UTEP. They have some turnover, so I'm not 100% sure where those two teams are going to be at this point. But I think the Bison come in the top half. I would not be shocked if, you know, as we about halfway through the conference schedule, that we're talking about the Bison potentially being in a championship game if they're allowed to do so. So I think they come in very competitive, and I think they are absolutely near the top of the Mountain West within 2 to 3 years. I think they're going to be, continual competitors to be in the Mountain West Championship very, very quickly.
One of the other elements that was getting kicked around, quite honestly, the week before that was making the big news was the television deal that came out for mm-hmm. the Mountain West and some of those numbers, because, I mean, this has been kicked around for about 2 years with the New Look Mountain West and the departing teams going to the pack, things like that. Those numbers still in the ether. No one quite knows what they are. What's been your opinion on the numbers as they've come out for the Mountain West, and then also kind of touch on this this new app and this kind of pay for app kind of thing that's coming mm-hmm. out as part of that. Kind of explain that to us.
Well, I think let's start with the linear stuff first, and then we'll get to the streaming. I think the streaming is what I'm most excited for, and it remains to be seen what that exactly is going to look like. But in terms of the linear deal, you know, we keep CBS and Fox, really not a surprise. We've known about CBS since really last football media days in July. So I was not surprised to see CBS and Fox continuing here with the Mountain West. And then, you know, the third partner is the CW. And that's really interesting in that, you know, obviously they're a partner with the new PAC as well, and that they're going to have both PAC and Mountain West games on the CW, I think is very interesting. It absolutely is a win for the Mountain West as the third partner, because it's just giving us more exposure, which is huge. I don't know what the money is for the CW, but that exposure on linear network that just about everybody in the nation can get is massive for this conference. And so I think the linear deal is fantastic from an exposure side. We don't know the money yet. You know, like, as you mentioned, there's speculation that the amounts may be decreasing slightly from what we've had. But they've also said for the legacy members, they're going to guarantee a $3.5 million outlay for media rights. And, you know, how they fill that in, we don't really know. Frankly, it doesn't really matter as long as these schools are getting the money. I think people get really, really obsessed with, especially PAC fans, how all of this breaks down. And frankly, it doesn't matter. As long as the schools are getting paid, they're getting paid. Now let's get to the streaming piece, which to me, this could be really interesting. It will change to a pay-per-view model, which I know some people aren't a fan of, but that really is the new reality of sports, whether it's professional or college. You know, all of these apps and streaming services, a lot of them are pay-per-view, and the Mountain West has been building their app for this to happen. The big news is they're bringing in Kiswe, KISWE. This is a company that really is a streaming monster. I mean, they are on the cutting edge of this. They're used by professional sports teams right now. And the biggest question I've had is, what about the quality of the app? Like, if we're going to pay for this, we better get better quality. And there's not a doubt in my mind the quality is going to increase substantially with Kiswe. I think we're going to have instant replays. We're going to have stats. We're going to have better camera angles. There's going to be a skin. You know, you can pick which school that you're following. So if you're a Wyoming fan, when you subscribe, you pick Wyoming. The skin of all of this is going to be cowboy focused and Wyoming focused. I think it's going to be really powerful and fun. And the best part is the schools get to really choose how they want to use this app. So, you know, some of them can choose to put it directly on their website and stream games if they want to for free. Or they can really push into that subscription model to try to boost their revenues. So I think it's going to be really up to the individual schools how they want to use this. And you're going to see schools use it differently, I believe. It's very flexible. But I think the big news is that it's going to increase quality, and it absolutely is going to increase the exposure from the streaming side. And I have to add, before I forget, that it will be available on Prime as well. So some really, really cool changes here for the Mountain West.
Speaking with JY this morning for the Big Mountain Podcast. JY, appreciate your time. Always some great insight. As we kind of wrap things up here, we talked about North Dakota State and the streaming and the money and everything that's going on with the Mountain West right now. What do you see this does for the future of the conference, specifically with further expansion? Do you see that this makes a path maybe for some of the, you know, the Montana schools pop up sometimes? Do you think we see a path here for those schools to go D1 and join the Mountain West down the road?
So I don't think the Mountain West is finished adding schools. They're going to be very strategic in who and when they add. So they're done for this year. They're done for 2026. And they're on, this will now be what I would call the third pause. Commissioner Navarre has always said, well, we're on another pause. I haven't heard her say that exactly yet, but I think they're on another pause right now. But I think next year you're going to see another member or two added. I would say UC Davis football will be joining us whenever they are prepared to do so. I'm guessing that's like 28, 29 is when we'll get the Aggie football team to join the Mountain West. And I think there's probably one more. A school I've been very, very high on is Tarleton State. They're down in Texas near Dallas-Fort Worth. I think that gets us a whole new demographic. Their trajectory is amazing. And I think there's mutual interest. Well, I know there's mutual interest. As for the Montanas and the South Dakota states, I just don't see it happening. I don't know if the money's there. I don't know if the interest and buy-in are there. I mean, we saw how long it took North Dakota State to do this. I don't see those three schools happening in the next 4 years. So I could be wrong, but where I sit today, I don't see the Montanas happening.
JY, the Big Mountain Podcast, follow him on social media, YouTube. JY, you put out a number of podcasts just in the last couple of days discussing everything that we've talked about. So really encourage our listeners to head there at the Big Mountain Podcast. Appreciate the insight, JY. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.